When Phoebus bright the azure skies with golden rays enlighteneth, these things sublune are he espies, herbs, trees, and plants he quickeneth. Among all those he makes his choice, and gladly goes he furrow with radiant beams and silver streams through leader house and yarrow. When Aries the day and night in equal length divideth, old frosty Saturn takes the flight, no longer he abideth. Then Flora Queen, with mantle green, casts off her former sorrow, and vows to dwell with Carousel in leader house and yarrow. Pan playing on his oaten reed, with shepherds him attending, doth here resort their flocks to feed, the hills and house commending, with bottle bag and staff at nag, and all singing good morrow. They swear no fields more pleasure yields than leader house and yarrow. One house there stands on leader side, surmounting my describing, with these rooms fair and windows fair, like Daedalus contriving. Men passing by do often say, in south it has no morrow, it stands as fair on leader's side as new work does on yarrow. A mile below, who list to ride, they'll hear the mavis singing. Into St. Leonard's bank she'll bide, sweet Berks her head o'erhinging. The lint-white loud and progny proud, with tender throats and narrow, into St. Leonard's bank to sing, as sweetly as in yarrow. The lapwing lilteth o'er the lea, with nibble wings she sporteth, but vows shall not come near the tree where Philomel resorteth. By break of day the lark can say, I'll bid ye all good morrow. I'll yout and yell, for I may dwell in leader house and yarrow. Park wanton walls and wooden clue, the east and westermainsies, the forest of louders fair enough, the corns are good in Blainsley's, where oats are fine and sold by kind, that if ye search all furrow, Mearns Book and Marnon better are than leader house and yarrow. In Burnmill Bog and Whiteley Chaws, the fearful hare she hunteth. Bridge Howe and Broadwood Shield she gnaws, to the chapel wood frequenteth. Yet when she irks to Kingsley Burks, she runs and sighs for sorrow that she should leave sweet Leader House and cannot win to Yarrow. What sweeter music would you hear than hounds and beagles crying? The hare waits not, but flees for fear, their hard pursuit defying. But yet her strength, it fails at length, no building can she borrow at Hog's Clack May, nor Sorless Field, but longs to be at Yarrow. For Rockwood Ring, would Riva Almar, still thinking for to view her. But oh, to fail her strength begins, no conning can rescue her. Or Dub and Dyke, or Sue and Syke, she'll run the fields all thorough, yet ends her days in Leader House and bids farewell to Yarrow. Thou Earsling Tun and Golden Nose, where Hume had once commanding, and Drygrange with thy milk-white ewes, twixt Tweed and Leader standing. The birds that flees through red path trees and Gladswood banks all thorough may chant and sing sweet Leader House and the bonny banks of Yarrow. But Burn cannot his grief assuage while as his days endureth. To see the changes of this age, which day and time procureth. For many a place stands in a hard case, where Burns were blithe be sorrow, with Humes that dwelt on Leader side, and Scots that dwelt in Yarrow.
What shall my vial silent be, or leave her wanted scriding, but choice some sadder elegy, not sports and mirths deriding? It must be fain with lower strain than it was wont be sorrow, to sound the praise of Leader House and the bonny banks of Yarrow. But floods hath overflown the banks, the greenish house disgracing, and trees in woods cross thin in ranks about the fields defacing. For waters wax, his woods doth wind, more if I could for sorrow. In rural verse I could rehearse of Lederhouse and Yarrow. But sighs and sobs all sets my breath, sorry saltish tears forth sending, all things sublunar here on earth are subject to an ending. So must my song, though somewhat long, yet late at even and morrow, I'll sing and sing, sweet Lederhouse, and the bonny banks of Yarrow.